Hi Jorge, my name is Chital Sharma. I'm from the University of Bournemouth. I'm studying at Health and Social Care, and it's my second year. The title of my PhD is Mixed Methods Evaluation of a Maternal Health Intervention in Rural Nepal. So it's a three-year program where I got to go to Nepal twice and look at how a health promoter group are looking to improve women's health behavior uptake when it comes to maternal services, because they realize that mothers-in-law are the biggest barriers to women going to a health facility or not to have antenatal care or deliver in a facility or deliver with a skilled attendant. So basically, we have three time points of data. We have a total at each of the time points 400 women. And we're going to do something called difference and difference analysis. So it's like running a logistic regression, but you have a control area, so you're always just looking at the direct effect of the intervention. It's an interesting method of analysis because then you know if you've rolled out an intervention, you know it's really due to the program you're giving, not just to what's going on in the country. So some of the results we found so far are that women are going more for antenatal care and pregnancy care and postnatal care, but yet they still do interesting rites and rituals when it comes to cord care or cord cutting, which they use a sickle, or they take a certain number of days before they name the baby or before anyone touches the baby, and other such things of where how long it takes them to travel and also at a certain number of months when they're allowed to do certain rites and rituals when it comes to the baby. For example, at 5 months, little girls will get silver anklets to help them with their balance, whereas boys, it's at 7 months. So we're trying to find out why were women so responsive to this intervention, and also why do they have certain numbers when it comes to rites and rituals in maternal care and childcare. That's it. Thank you.